The Slow Show mit Bloodline bei Flux FM. Die Morning Show am Nachmittag, ihr Lieben, wir haben hier große Umbauphase schon nur für euch gehabt natürlich und sind hier schon ordentlich ins Schwitzen gekommen, aber gleich wird es hoffentlich perfekt klingen. Eine so tolle Band, die heute Abend im Gretchen aufspielt. Sie kommen aus Manchester. Wo genau eigentlich her, das klären wir nochmal, aber jetzt sind erstmal hier Rob, Fred und Joel. Guten Tag, welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mensch, es ist so schön, dass Sie hier sind und eine wirklich in Deutschland vor allen Dingen immer ausverkaufte Tour haben. So, the people in Germany seem to love you very, very much, even more than in Great Britain. Is that the case?
I think it is, yeah. I think that's true to say.
Yeah. How come?
I'm not sure. I think we started... Funny enough, we're from Manchester and we love that city, but we started... In Germany, really. We did lots of shows here in Germany, in Switzerland and Holland. We kind of found our feet as a band. We were asked to come here so early in our careers. We'd only played about 3 shows in the UK. And we came here and I think we just enjoyed it so much. And that attention and the audiences were so attentive. And so they gave us a chance, basically. So yeah. It kind of feels like Germany does feel like a second home for us, really. You know?
Yeah, but Great Britain must realize by now that you're a great band too.
Ooh, yeah. Not quite, not as much as Germany. I mean, I think we talk about this quite a lot and why we get to play lovely shows in Germany a lot. But it feels like people give music a chance a little bit more in Germany and Europe in general. It seems people are more open to listening to something different, whereas UK has a bit of that, but it's not the same as Germany. People are definitely a lot more up for listening to new things in Germany, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Deswegen also natürlich dankbare Audience bei uns hier in Deutschland. Da haben Sie eine viel größere Fanschar als in Ihrer Heimat. Jetzt wollen wir noch mal erfahren, wo Sie sich eigentlich damals kennengelernt haben. So, Joel, Rob, where did you get to meet? No, Joel and Fred, Rob for the first time. Or were you friends? Were you making music together? Who started this great band?
It was me and Rob who first met in the studio I worked in. With Rob on another project, which then didn't go ahead. And... I was asking Rob if we can just maybe work on other songs Rob was writing, which I thought were amazing.
Yeah.
So when he's like, if you let me do my thing on it, so we just have a go at it. Because normally when I work with other clients, I have to sort of do a little bit what they ask me to do. And I've always longed to have a project I can just do my thing. And it happens to be something Rob usually agreed with my style of mixing and arranging.
Yeah.
And that's how it started, really. It was a studio project to start with, and we didn't think we would play these songs in public for a little while. And then when we got the right people in to play on the record, we thought we have such a nice group, it'd be a pity not to do it.
Yeah.
So it's that's how it started all those years ago, yeah.
Also eigentlich haben sie eher nur für sich zusammen Musik gemacht und hatten gar nicht die Absicht, das groß in die Welt hinaus zu posaunen, weil sie einfach Spaß und Freude daran hatten und merkten irgendwann, es klingt richtig gut, wir sollten das vielleicht auch teilen. Und Rob hat, wie Fred ihm gerade auch das Kompliment gemacht hat, so tolle Songs geschrieben. Und Fred durfte dann aber sein Können dazu tun. So when you were writing the songs and giving them to him and he could do his thing on the songs, what did you like about the thing Fred did?
Well, I think... Having Fred's the producer for the band as well as being a piano player and a band member and also a songwriter. And I think that's really important for us. The songs are so personal and they're so emotive. And I think to explain what they're about to someone that I didn't know and to be able to work on them so much, we spend so much time in the studio together and we can mold them and craft them and change them and we can just spend so much time on them and we both have the same ideas production-wise. And Fred was a big fan of film music and big orchestration and choirs and all those lovely things. And we're very lucky to be able to put those on our records.
Yeah.
So it was something that was really exciting for me, you know, because the songs that I was writing were on an acoustic guitar. They were absolute skeletons of songs. And then they became something completely different, you know, with another person involved. It was a really exciting thing, you know.
So what is your favorite film soundtrack or film music? There are lots of film soundtracks, but...
Put him on the spot now, haven't I?
Come on.
I like some of the old westerns. They got some really cool music. The westerns from
Western films.
Yeah, Western film from 1970s.
Any old
like
Morricone?
With John Wayne or what?
Were they Italian Western?
Okay.
The famous composer is Ennio Morricone.
Okay, yeah,
for a few dollars more, I think it was. Or, what was it? The really famous surf guitar, you know, the guitar sounds that are...
It's just strange instruments they're using. They're really haunting sound.
Yeah.
It's just a bit out of the ordinary.
We like strange instruments.
Yeah, you are, in fact, really strange. Eating all the time bread and cheese and drinking gin tonic.
That's normal.
That's right, normal. So tell us unusual things that you're doing. There was no scandal on this tour right now, but you can tell us something scandalous now.
Well, this tour is different. This is the first time we're on a sleeper bus. So after the shows, we drive through the night, which is very good at keeping us out of lots of trouble, which wasn't an excuse in the past. But now it seems a bit more civilized than it was. Maybe we're all getting older and boring.
But Fred doesn't seem to want to get into trouble. He's not the one who's getting... You're the one who's getting into trouble, right?
Fred's a dark horse, let me tell you.
He doesn't look like he's troubled, but he is.
Or I get in the sort of trouble no one knows, so no one finds out about.
Yeah, isn't there a German saying that... Is it still waters are deep? Is that right?
Yeah, stille Wasser sind tief.
That's Fred.
He's the dark horse, is meaning that, yeah? Stille Wasser sind tief. And what about Joel? Joel, you're from Ireland?
I'm from Belfast, yes.
From Belfast, from Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland, yep, yeah.
Yeah, do you often come back to your hometown?
Not as much as I'd like to, actually. Now I live in Newcastle in England and pretty settled there, but I'd get back every, like, two times a year to see my family and friends and then back to England, yeah. I'd like to go back more, but I don't get the chance, unfortunately, now. Quite busy, and we don't tour Ireland yet, so I can't use that as an excuse to go back.
Yeah, but who can you ask to tour Ireland? You can decide yourself. Nobody wants to hear you in Ireland, just in Germany.
The horrible truth of the matter is, yes, nobody wants us to come to Ireland.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I say we are listening to a song of yours right now. It's called Ordinary Lives. Und es ist von der aktuellen Platte Dream Darling, die am 30. September bei uns rausgekommen ist. Wir hören The Slow Show und danach spielen sie für euch live echt exklusiv einen Song. Und das ist eine ganz tolle Liveband, das kann ich schon mal dazu sagen. Also, und danach noch Tickets fürs ausverkaufte Gretchen. Jetzt aber Ordinary Lives von The Slow Show.
I'm proud of you, boy.
The Slow Show mit Ordinary Lives. Ihr seid bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag, am Freitag mit einer tollen Band, die wir für euch eingeladen haben. Aus Manchester kommen die Herrschaften. Heute Abend im Gretchen spielen sie auf. Ein ausverkauftes Konzert. Immer sagen sie, wenn sie in Deutschland spielen, sind die Shows ausverkauft. Und deswegen haben wir natürlich hier bei Flux FM für euch noch die Chance, euch gleich auf die Gästeliste zu hieven. Die Jungs sitzen schon hier im Studio und werden gleich aufspielen, haben schon ihre Positionen eingenommen. Wir haben ordentlich gebastelt. So far, everything's fine. Mein Uli, kriegt ihr alles hin?
Yeah, Joel needs your headphones.
Ach so, super, er braucht meine Kopfhörer. Aber hier, come on. Oh my God, he's grabbing my headphones.
Yes, I was just saying he needs your headphones.
Jetzt habe ich keine Kopfhörer mehr auf. Das ist ja als Moderator ohne Kopfhörer, da fühlt man sich ja wie eine Frau ohne Unterwäsche. Was machen wir denn da jetzt? I got no underwear on right now. What do we do now? Where's the gin tonic? Please help me out. Oh, you're driving me crazy. So, which song are we going to listen to right now?
When Joel's got his headphones working, we're going to do a song called Hurts,
which
is from our new record, Dream Darling. And we like playing it. We don't get to play it acoustically like this very often, and we like it. We did some record shops recently, and it was lovely to play this song like this.
Wow.
So we're excited.
Yeah, we are happy that you're playing this for us. This is a very personal song, I assume?
It is, yeah. Yeah. It's more of a story, actually. It's not personal to me, but it's a,
okay.
It's a story about lonely men and working girls in Manchester in the evenings.
Nice. Are you ready over there, guys?
Yeah.
Thumbs up? Yeah, says the guy from Ireland. Gut, dann hören wir jetzt The Slow Show live gespielt bei Flux FM mit Hertz.
Thank you.
bar. He knows that you know that's okay. You're Lord and behold, I don't mind these streets that you roam, but it hurts sometimes. I see you every week on Friday night. 95 pounds seems a fair price, 'cause we don't fuck at all, we just talk. But it hurts like hell when I see you dance through all the boards. It hurts like hell when I see you dance through all the boards. It hurts like hell. You seemed a bit surprised. You said, I'm not a couple of other guys. And you danced all night. You seemed so bright. And you told me about your old life. And you're the only one that knows me well. You said, my boss, you should just go to hell. And that I'm too good to be fucked up. And that I should not be on my own. But it hurts like hell when I see you dance for all the boys. It hurts like hell when I see you dance for all the boys. It hurts like hell. Get you out of this town sometime, 'cause baby it hurts you. You know that, don't you? What if I could get you out, get you out of this town sometime? Would you want to? Would you want to? 'Cause baby I will. Get you out sometime. You know that, don't you? I'm gonna get you out sometime. You know that, don't you? I will. You know that, don't you? But it hurts like hell when I see you dance for like hell when I see you dance for all the boys. It hurts like hell, you know. It hurts like hell when I see you dance for all the boys. It hurts like hell when I see you dance for all the boys. It hurts like hell, you know.
The Slow Show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hurts. Live gespielt bei uns in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Da haben wir uns aber sehr gefreut und ich hoffe, ihr euch auch. Und wir setzen euch jetzt noch auf die Gästeliste. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. Heute Abend im Gretchen spielen sie auf ein ausverkauftes Konzert. Schnell noch raufrutschen auf die Gästeliste über Flux FM. 030 2000 9000. Thank you very much. That sounded very, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a great time in Germany and... And in Switzerland, I guess, and...
Everywhere, but it'd be nice. Yeah, we're excited about tonight. So thank you for having us.
And your voice with reverb is even better when we're talking normally. Okay, thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
See you next time.